go forth into the nations and you teach them. You take this gospel with you. As the Father sent me, so send I you. And what does that mean in my life? And how do I deny myself and take up my cross and follow Jesus? I think it's a time to examine our presumptions and our habits and seek if there isn't a better way. That, you know, can we be corrected? Can we be guided? Or do we stay in that this is the way we've always done it? I just feel like God wants to do a new thing. There's much healing in different congregations. People are being healed divinely. There's prophecies, there's sound teaching. There are also false prophecies. And in the time of Jeremiah, everybody else was saying, oh, everything's cool. You know, we got this covered. And Jeremiah says, hey, you know, you're getting taken down. This is the word of the Lord. And I don't want to say I fear. I understand that this is a very important time, that the one who has barked at the flag is still at large. Now, I saw in the vision, he became a smaller dog and his barking was kind of like a little dog going, yep, yep, yep. Yeah, like, yeah, right, I'm scared. But I don't know if that's happened yet. And I kind of presumed that God would pick up the flag and tie it all back together. But, you know, Hitler was elected. I mean, there is so much division. There's division in the church. There's all the evangelicals who are convinced that this man is God's answer and he's going to save the babies and get them power. And I just think we need to really fall on our knees before God and ask him to save our country, which has been a light in the world for years. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I think we're in a critical time and we need to learn how to have faith and grow in our faith. Use it, practice, pray for your dog when it's sick, if that's, you know, as far as you can go, but go there, you know. He says, tarry till you receive the power, which is in the Holy Ghost. And I'll tell you, I never met anybody who was baptized of the Holy Ghost who said, gee, I wish I hadn't got baptized in the Holy Ghost. I mean, no way. And if God has ways, he wants to empower us, I feel like we need to say, yes, God, if you want it, then I'll do it. If you don't want that, I won't do that. We, you know, Jesus had a nevertheless. He said, nevertheless, thy will. So we have neverthelesses. And I just pray and lay my neverthelesses on the altar. Don't let my concern with what somebody thinks about me or what might come against me stop me from what God's given me to do. And I think God's given each one of us something to do. We all have a destiny. We all have God saying, come this way. Do this. So ask God if he had a word for our particular church. And Ray, can you put on the prophecy that he gave me? Thus saith the Lord, I come with healing in my wings. My mercy spreads over you, one and all. I call you to a better way, a more attentive way of being and deciding and understanding how to love me with all that you are and all that you have, and likewise to love your fellow man as I do, as you would be loved and respected and cared for. Lo, I do a new thing in your hearts. I set you free to love me, to know me more intimately, to discern and choose my way over yours, my will, my wisdom, my guidance. Open your hearts wide to me in silence and awe. Believe to be refreshed and renewed in your walk with me. Believe and receive. Seek until you find me real to you, an ever-present help in this time of trouble. For there's much yet to be done to bring my kingdom upon the earth. Choose to follow me in reality as I have directed and shown. Go each day forth in the light of my countenance and shine in the power and grace that I will place within you. Go preach this gospel wherever you go, in every way you see. Tarry with me until you are imbued with power from the Father on high. Receive instruction and follow my path, my way. I will not disappoint you, but cause you to stand in the anointing of my Holy Spirit, in the power of my equipping. Believe and receive. So may we all come close to God. May we all take time to pray individually and pray together. May we let God refresh us and renew us and reset us, that we might go forth more pleasing, more powerful in his power, in his name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.